From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. The 2009 Nobel Prize in Physics has been awarded to Charles Kao, Willard Boyle, and George Smith for breakthroughs involving the transmission of light in fiber optics and inventing an imaging semiconductor circuit. They will share the prize of $1.4 million. Defense Secretary Robert Gates yesterday registered and insisted that the U.S. is not about to leave Afghanistan. NPR's Martin Kosty reports.
The White House is in the process of reviewing the military mission in Afghanistan, and some Democrats, including Vice President Joe Biden, have argued for a more focused strategy, targeting primarily al-Qaeda. But during the taping of a CNN-moderated event at George Washington University, Secretary Gates said U.S. allies in the region should not jump to conclusions.
This discussion is about next steps forward. And while there may be some short-term uncertainty on the part of our allies, in terms of those next steps, there should be no uncertainty in terms of our determination to remain in Afghanistan.
But Gates also called Afghanistan's recent presidential election clearly flawed, and he says it has, quote, complicated the picture for the U.S. Martin Kosty, NPR News.
The Senate Finance Committee was supposed to meet today to vote on the $900 billion health care overhaul package, but will have to wait a little longer. The panel is still waiting for a final cost analysis from the Congressional Budget Office. It is believed the vote will take place tomorrow. The bill calls for co-ops, not a public option. It will be combined with the version approved by the Senate Health Committee, which does include a public option. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is hoping to have the final version of the bill on the Senate floor next week. The U.S. Supreme Court today hears arguments in a case testing a federal law that allows the government to ban videos portraying animal cruelty. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Robert Stevens was sentenced to 3 years in prison for selling videos showing pit bulls fighting each other and hunting for wild boar. He didn't make the movie or stage the fights. He pieced together films made by other people. He was the first person tried under a law enacted 10 years ago making the sale or possession of such movies a federal crime. A federal appeals court threw out the conviction, finding that the law violated the First Amendment guarantee of free speech. The court said the law was written so broadly that it could lead to up to 5 years imprisonment for selling a video featuring legal bullfighting in Spain or hunting or fishing in the U.S. The government appealed and now is asking the Supreme Court to place depictions of animal cruelty in a very small category of speech that gets no constitutional protection, like child pornography. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Japanese stock prices closed higher today. The Nikkei was up by 17 points, or 0.2%. This is NPR News. In a game with Super Bowl-like buildup, Brett Favre came through for his new NFL team against his old team. Last night in Minnesota, Favre led the hometown Vikings over the Green Bay Packers 30-23. It was Favre's first game against the Packers, where he played 16 seasons. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
The anticipation over this game had been building since Brett Favre unretired for what, the 10th time, or so it seemed, and signed in August with Minnesota, which guaranteed two regular season games against division rival Green Bay. The first one, Monday night, went to Favre and the Vikings. He was razor sharp, completing 24 of 31 passes for 271 yards and three touchdowns. Not bad for a guy who said afterwards he was as nervous Monday afternoon as he'd ever been before a game.
I had church today at 3 o'clock and sitting there and was throwing all kinds of prayers out. And I said, man, I'm losing it. Good Lord, answer my prayers, I guess.
So did the Vikings' defense, which sacked Green Bay quarterback Aaron Rodgers 8 times. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
The National Retail Federation is expecting lackluster sales in the upcoming holiday season. The Federation is predicting a 1% decline in total sales for November and December combined. The world's largest retail group is less optimistic this year than sales forecasts from several other groups. Holiday forecasts range from as weak as 3.5% decline from Wells Fargo senior economist Mark Vittner to predictions at the top end from Deloitte Research and TNS Retail Forward that sales will be the same as last year. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.